Well, it's D for Destruction Day for an old hall in Frankton, and a showdown is looming. A group of residents and the Historic Places Trust are fighting to save the Frankton Railway Hall. But the local bowling club says unless the matter's sorted out, the building will be demolished when the deadline for ending the dispute runs out at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The bowling club wants the land for another bowling green, while the opposing group wants to save the hall, move it, and turn it into a community centre. The controversy over the hall was the subject of an urgent question and answer in Parliament yesterday, with heated exchanges in the House. Three senior National MPs were required to apologise for their outbursts. So far, it's understood that about $17,000 has been pledged from various sources to move and save the hall. But the whole saga remains unresolved, with the deadline for destruction now just hours away. On the line from Frankton is Marianne Gaster, one of the residents fighting to save the hall. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I guess people would be saying, well, what's the hall? What's so special about this hall that makes it worth all this fuss? I've seen it described as an historic hall. What's historic about it?
Well, when Hamilton first became Hamilton, all that was first here was the Frankton Railway Village and the hall. It was really what Hamilton was built around. And so it's really important that we save it because it's part of our heritage.
How much work have you and the other residents done to do this? I mean, is it something that's blown up very quickly or has it been going for a while?
It's something that's blown up very quickly. We were only approached 3 weeks ago and told that we could have the hall if we wanted it. And we said that we didn't have the money, but could you please give us time to try and raise some? And the bowling club said, yes, that's fine. And then a week later, we found out that they were going to pull it down on the Friday, and then we were told that we were given till Wednesday, and then on Monday, they started demolition.
So bits of it have already been knocked off?
Yes.
How much?
Quite a bit on the inside.
Uh-huh. Now, how much money have you got? I gather the council has pledged you about $10,000.
Yes, that's right.
Anything else?
We got $5,000 from the Parliament yesterday and $2,000 from the Historic Places Trust. And plus, we've got about $8.12.
So you've got $17,000 and $8.12.
Yes.
And that's going to what? Move it? Repile it? Shift it where?
Well, there is enough in that amount to save the hall because the specified amount that the bowling club wants for the hall is in there. And our point of view is, why can't the council give them the money to save the hall and then they will give us a little bit of time so we can find the rest to move it?
So do you have a place to take it to yet, for instance?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Right.
Just there's a reserve in the middle of the Frankton Village community, which is just literally down the road from the hall that we can place it on.
So what actually is the hold-up? You're saying it's the bowling club saying, well, we're not prepared to wait any longer?
Well, it's the bowling club and the council, really. I was on the phone last night for quite a long time around councillors trying to get some action, and one of the councillors said to me, it's a bit like trying to swim through treacle. And I tend to agree with him, never having had anything to do with politics or civic leaders before. We're very much finding that this is the case.
Well, it sounds like that the money is there, and to a large degree, the goodwill is there. It's just a matter of getting going on an overarm rather than a breaststroke, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Now, what actually does this hall look like? I mean, does it look like just any other building? Would I recognise the historic nature of it at a glance, or would it have to be explained to me?
I think it looks very similar to the architectural style of the houses that are around the area. It certainly doesn't look like any ordinary hall. It's see, the residents themselves built it, and it's kind of not any specific architectural style. I wouldn't say it's kind of bits and pieces.
And what are you aiming to use it for?
Well, we want to use it as a community centre. We've thought of setting up a creation there, clubs using it, local clubs using it. There's just thousands of possibilities yet, but we can't really go into anything until we know the fate of the hall.
Right. Has anyone written a song about it yet? Because that's usually one of the things that happens, isn't it?
No, they haven't. That's not a bad idea, actually.
Marianne Gaster, the best of luck in your fight, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Marianne Gaster is one of the residents of Frankton trying to save the hall there.